Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And at a 10:45, Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Coz. Just from the top, nominations for Bulleye this Saturday and for Lismore next Tuesday are still open. They close at 11 o'clock in 15 minutes. And another reminder that registration renewals for participants close this Saturday. If you haven't really renewed by Saturday, you could be in a bit of strife. So get cracking nice and quickly, Sean.
Now, looking at the Blacktop final, and I'm thinking to myself, Pete Lagosciani might be down at the CES getting more handlers. He's going to be a busy night for him, isn't it?
He's going to be very, very busy, Sean. He's got two runners. He's got 25% of the field in the Group 2 Blacktop. He's got Mystic Riot in Box 4 and Double Back in Box 6. $40,000 to the winner at Group 2 level. Race 8 on the card at 9:37. And Pete Lagosciani is on the line. Kalimera, mate, your pair, they're capable of flying starts, and you don't have to be Einstein to know they have to nail their first splits in the field tomorrow night.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Yeah, you're not wrong there. Boxers haven't done us any favours, but look, that's racing, you know. They've both made a group race, so Mystic Ride again, you know, another group race is just a little marvel. It keeps making them, and Double Back is new to this class, and hopefully he can step up to the mark and run out his sections as he did last week, and maybe a little bit stronger, a little bit fitter this week.
Well, let's start by talking about your defending million-dollar chase champ, Mystic Riot, the $6 tab third favourite fixed odds at the moment. $6, that's nice and juicy. She won a fourth and fifth grade at the Gardens, two starts back in the blue rug also, clocked a flying 485 to the first mark, Pete, and that was absolutely scorching.
Yeah, look, she was airborne then. She still is today. She just needs clear air, you know, early. She gets room in the first 30 metres and gets to extend and find the lead. Look, she'll be hard to beat as she is in any race. She's pretty bloody good. Like I said, she just needs to clear air early. She found the line last week, surprised a few people, but she's very, very strong. We're even considering stepping up to a 600, just as a freshen up. But look, these races are coming up, and we'll stick to the 500s, and let's hope she can go on from here.
Yeah, there's speed all around, isn't it? I mean, the five, a bit flash for Mickey Clayton, it's got plenty of early toe, and you've got Black Forge as well, and the inside brigade, Aston Duke, and Good Odds Buddy. So it's going to be hearts in the mouth stuff, and luck required at that important first turn, Pete.
Oh, definitely. Look, I think there's a link between them all. Come to the first turn, if you have a look at the sections, it just depends on who begins the cleanest and who can find the fun early. I think it's going to be a leaders' race on Friday night. And good luck to all the participants.
Mystic Riot, Peter, what heats of the tab million-dollar chase have you got earmarked for her?
We're looking at Richmond, her home track, at the moment. We'll just see. Even Gosford, I was hoping I could, the nominations could close on Monday, just to see how she pulls up from tomorrow night. Even Gosford, we put her around there and she had a little bit of a look there and she went pretty good. So, but look, at the moment, we're looking at Richmond with her.
All right, Pete. Well, let's talk about Double Back now. Double Back's your other runner in tomorrow night's Blacktop final, currently $11 tab fixed. Look, he's only lightly raced 6 wins, 4 seconds, and a third from 13 starts. And like Mystic Riot was second in the heats, clocked a fast 29:54. He's chased really, really well at both starts since a 3-month break, Pete, pinging the lids on both occasions and was only run down late by Good Odds Buddy last week.
Yeah, Dave, look, this bloke can really run, He's one of the very few greyhounds to lower the colours of Flynn, back a couple of months ago at Sandown. And, from then he's progressed to be a pretty good dog, pretty handy dog. He keeps improving. He's just finding his feet. He's mature, a lot more mature. A little bit of a cut on his leg. He'll sideline for a month or two. And he cut away, actually, the ligaments in his hock, in a bull ring accident. So, look, that happens. This is the way it goes. So, you know, we've put up with that. And actually, the time done him the water good. Time off done him the water good. So he's come back, you know, fresh. He's come back strong. He's come back fitter and more keener. And look, he can really run this dog. He run the hands off the clock at a post to post at Richmond, you know, a week ago. And coming into this race, and we took him up to the guards and trialled him, and then he had a race in the windy conditions, in the blustery conditions, and he ran 29.85, which Mick, the curator there, said, look, that's a pretty good run today. So we're pretty happy with that. Walked away feeling good and confident, and he came out in the heat and just got run down at the end by a pretty good dog in the good odds dogs, and Frank, his team's on fire at the moment, so he can win with a poodle at the moment. So, you know, we're pretty happy with the result.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Sandown. He's run 29.66, 29.64 at Gosford. What have you got planned for him in the coming months? Are you going to have a go at the $1 million chase as well, Pete?
Oh, yeah, look, we'll just see how he pulls up after tomorrow. It is in, you know, we've penciled it in. It, you know, it is in the back of our minds with him. You know, there are plenty of other races coming up. But, look, you know, why wouldn't you want to go for the $1 million race? Of course, we're going to have a go with it. It all depends on how they pull up after tomorrow, Dave. And then we'll set some new directions for them after that.
Okay, well, Aston Duke's the $2.50 favourite for the Blacktop for Jace McKay. Incidentally, folks, race 5 tomorrow night is the Blacktop Consolation. It's called the Macca, named after the great Johnny McDermott. Pete, how's your Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily going? She hasn't raced since the egg on April 20, but I believe she's now progressing well.
Yeah, mate, she's back trialling. She had a second hit out on Tuesday and went really well. So, yeah, all roads lead to the $1 million race with her at the moment. So as long as she can stay sound, mate, yeah, look, she'll be in there. So she's come along nicely.
We'll keep an eye out for her to be nom pretty soon. Knighthood got spiked in a race at Wentworth Park, had no look. How's Knighthood coming along?
Yeah. We gave him a hit out yesterday and he went pretty good. So we'll look out for him the next couple of weeks. We haven't made any plans with him yet. He's a dog that can really, you know, put some fast times on the clock. So, look, a little bit green, you know, he got caught out wide the other day. He's sort of done it for himself, you know. He sort of followed the dog out and tried to cut in and then went out again. And so, you know, that just shows his immaturity. But, you know, once he matures, you know, look, like I said, he can run the hands off the clock, this dog. So we'll just wait and see. We don't know where to go with him yet. You know, again, $1 million race, he's sort of out there in the background, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, bad luck and injuries are part and parcel of racing. Another one of your smart chasers, Princess Riot's had a setback too, Pete.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. She actually got a hairline fracture in the hock last week at Bat Wenny and actually split the back muscle as well. So, bit of bad luck, she's got a double whammy. It's a damn shame because she was a definite starter in the $1 million race. In the heats anyway, you know, coming up to it. And look, she was just flying. We just had a right. And we're a little bit disappointed with her run. And then when she, you know, when we got her home and she was lame, it's just, you know, it made sense why she went so, you know, badly, you know. But she stuck onto a gun. She never, you know, she could have run last and still run fourth. So, you know, God bless her. She had a go. So, look, it's just the way it goes. It's racing. And look, she needs about 4 to 6 weeks off. And we'll bring her back after that, and there's plenty of other races for her.
Yeah, and just finally, Pete, Beast Unleashed. Very sad that you had to retire the Beast. Just couldn't make it back from some of those injuries after being, you know, the winner of the Launching Pad and the Gosford Cup, a great chaser.
Yeah, Dave, look, we had a go. We gave him plenty of time off, and look, he came back trolling enormous. You know, he was going 18-3s, 18-4s at Richmond. You know, the 322-4s over the 400, and we took him to the gardens, also gave him a hit out there, and he went blistering. So, we gave him another hit out at Richmond, and look, he came into the pen on three legs, and, you know, a lot of the onlookers there said to me he was gone by the top turn, and we had a look at the clock, and he still ran 22.45. So, yeah, it's a testament to the dog, his chasing ability, and you know, and his heart, you know, he's just all chase, and, you know, it's just the way it goes. What do you do? We've got to have a go at him at stud now. We've got plenty of interest with him, you know, plenty of phone calls from you know, some people and some pretty good breeders too. So, you know, fingers crossed, he shoots a couple of goals there, and, look, you know, the world is his oyster.
Good stuff, Pete. Well, look, all the best with him, but and also tomorrow night with Mystic Riot, double back in the Blacktop final. And thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No, thank you for having me, and good luck to everybody. Cheers.
Thanks, Pete. There's Pete Lagosiani, Sean.
Now, what's happening with our mate Ferrell, Ferrell Frankie?
Well, Sean, the Ferrell has drawn box 7 for the Gunnedah Heat of the TAB Million Dollar Chase and is the $1.40 TAB Fixed Odds favourite. He trialled in outstanding fashion last Saturday, smashing the track record, and I can't wait to see him line up in this for trainer Jack Smith, who'll be our guest tomorrow morning on Going Greyhounds. The last time that Ferrell Frankie wore the black rug was 3 starts back when he won his heat of the Group 1 Maturity Classic at the Meadows. Now, the field is number 1, China O'Brien for Glenn McKinley, Jimmy Casey, Pete Carr in 2, Come On Duchess, Bill Mamara in 3, Charlie Casey, Peter Carr's second runner in 4, Glenn McKinley's second runner, Pops Paradise in 5, Muzzer Keeping, Charmaine Roberts in 6, Ferrell Frankie 7, and Squiggle Keeping for Charmaine Roberts in 8. Peanut Brittle is the reserve. So bring on the Ferrell, Travis Collins playing live, the country music star, after the last, around about 8:30 at Gunnedah on Saturday night, Sean.
From the Ferrell to the Brute.
Yeah, Bobby. The Tim Kaines trained Bobby the Brute remains the steady $2 fixed odds TAB favourite from box 3 for tonight's $10,000 to the winner, Dapto Maiden Final. You've got Zipping Brownie for Michelle Sultana, also unmoved as the second favourite at $2.50 from box 2. The final is race 5 at Dapto tonight, Cos, at 8:43.
You got a couple of winners for us, Dave?
Let's hope so. Cos, 2 New South Wales meetings today. Maitland in the twilight from 3:49. Best bet, race 5, number 8, Ronnie. If you know anyone called Ronnie, get on. Race 5, number 8. The value bet, race 6, number 7, Copperhead Rogue. Terrific last week in its heat. Race 6, number 7. And Dapto tonight, of course, from 12 minutes past 7. The best bet comes up in race 6, number 8, Kenya Lily. 6-8. And the value bet, Cos, race 8, number 7, Winnie Allen, or race 8 it should be, number 8 Winnie Allen.
Right, good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Cos.